This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meat Friday, the traditional corned beef dinner. Corned beef, cabbage, potatoes, carrots, Irish soda bread. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Come on in for the final hour. We'll talk to Dame Lillard of the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll get to more phone calls as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. The Bears snagged Keenan Allen from the Chargers, a fourth-round pick. They got that fourth-round pick as part of the trade with Carolina last year and got them the number one pick overall. Commanders dumped Sam Howell. He went to Seattle. Right now, it's Marcus Mariota as the incumbent quarterback in Washington, but they are poised to take a quarterback with the number two pick overall. No tournament bids. No tickets were punched to the big dance last night, although you had five top 25 teams lose. Creighton, Duke, BYU, Nevada, and number 24 Dayton knocked out of their conference tournaments during championship week. Seton, what's the poll question today?
Yeah, right now we've got up there, of these teams, who would you give the best chance to have a surprisingly good season? Right now the Titans, and these teams have the four worst odds to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's how we pick them.
Okay.
Right now the Titans have 52% of the vote, followed by the Broncos at 32, Panthers and Patriots. Patriots now in last place. They don't have a chance.
Couple of things basketball-wise. I introduced you to Daniel Gafford earlier this week. Daniel Gafford played, I think, at Kansas State, and he's a member of the Mavericks. He had made 33 consecutive field goal attempts. Now, 17 of the 33 were dunks. 32 of the 33 came within 5 feet. He had a putback attempt last night, and the streak is over. It ended at 33 consecutive field goals, too shy of Wilt Chamberlain's NBA record. Daniel Gafford. Jalen Brunson put up 45, and the Celtics became the first team to clinch a playoff berth. The Bucks had a win over the Sixers last night. We'll talk to Dame Lillard. He'll join us coming up here in a moment. A couple of phone calls in the meantime. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, we say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering over 400. PGA Tour's best at TPC Sawgrass. The Players' Championship continues later today on Golf Channel, NBC, and Peacock. Also, Moonshine Madness, it's available. Tailgate Moonshine. We have some of the most popular moonshine flavors available at danpatrick.com. Make sure you do a drive-by if you can. Will in Dayton. Hi, Will. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Patrick. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buck, I can't believe I'm calling to take up for Saban, but I'm having a hard time understanding. When you read and listen to everything he's saying, he's always emphasizing that he's all for the players getting compensated. I don't see how it's much different from what Deion's saying. These guys are coming in and making demands without earning anything.
Well, you have to decide if you're going to accommodate them. Deion says, hey, you can come in here, but you're going to have to earn this. Nick Saban, it felt like that was driving him out of the sport, that he didn't want to deal with it anymore. And he's lamenting the fact. So you can say, hey, I'm all for NIL. When you're able to control it, you might be for NIL. They can't control this anymore. Yes, Eden.
And I feel like what was just said there has it exactly backwards. What they did in high school earned them the recruiting. That is what has earned them the money that these schools will now pay. It's not, they're not earning what they do at the end of it, because what they do in college earns them the money that they then get in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like we're looking at it backwards.
Yeah, you know, and this drove Nick Saban out of the sport. And I'm sure Jim Boeheim didn't want to deal with this. Jay Wright at Villanova. These are basketball coaches. They don't want to deal with this. And somebody's got their hand out. And in their mind, you haven't earned anything. And what Seton is saying is they have, because that's why you're recruiting them. They did in high school.
That's why those stars are next to their name.
You're not paying them on potential. You're paying them for, please come to my college. But look, these college football coaches, basketball coaches, they had total control. And then you don't. And that's when you have to work even harder. Because you're getting somebody, maybe it's for a year, maybe they use your platform to then go to another school and then get another payday. That's what's happening. Yeah, Paul.
There's another thing college coaches are suggesting, that if you get NIL, you commit to a contract, almost like an employee would. And you say, good, you'll sign a 2-year contract with the University of Alabama to play linebacker for us. And we will pay you on the way in, and we'll pay you during, but you can't leave the minute you don't start your freshman year.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you, I mean, coaches break their contracts all the time. I don't know. Are you going to have a buyout? I mean, is that possible that somebody's going to go to Alabama and sign a 3-year contract for money, NIL money, and then if you leave and you go to Auburn or somebody else in the SEC, then there's a buyout there? I mean, we do that with college coaches. I wonder if we're going to do that with players as well. Let me see. Kennedy in Louisville. Hey, Kennedy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Hey, bud.
Just wanted to love the new mural in the Man Cave with Caitlin Clark's Steph. Just had one quick issue, though, or kind of more of a bone to pick. I actually called 2 months ago, maybe a month ago, and asked to literally take down James Harden and maybe replace with someone like a Steph or someone else. And then, lo and behold, I just see this Monday, a nice little Caitlin Clark Steph mural, and I'm seeing it's kind of right where James Harden was. So just wanted to throw that out there. I know Pauly was kind of laughing me off the phone call, but just wanted a little credit. That was all. Have a good weekend, guys.
Well, let's give Kennedy a little credit for suggesting that Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kennedy.
If there's one thing I know about Paul, he is a diehard James Harden supporter and couldn't care less about Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, that sounds like my brand.
Yeah, I didn't want to take down Jerry West. I was fine with taking down James Harden. So then we put up Caitlin Clark and Steph Curry. Speaking of shooters, he's Dame Lillard, Bucks point guard, 8-time NBA All-Star, had a win last night, and beat the Sixers, got the Suns coming up this weekend. How would you rank the range that Caitlin Clark has?
How would I rank her range?
Yeah.
I would put it up pretty high. Seeing as she shoot a lot of those shots off the bounce, she's being defended hard. It's one thing to shoot from deep, but I think shooting it like off the bounce, in traffic, in big moments, consistently as she is, I would rank it pretty high.
And I'm sure that she was inspired by players like you and Steph, some of these great shooters. But it's tough for a coach to go, hey, go ahead and shoot wherever you want to, I would think.
It is. It is. I think even when I first got in the NBA, you know, my first NBA coach, Terry Stotts, would get frustrated with me shooting deep shots. And then I think as he saw me working on it more and more and more, and it started to become a more efficient shot for me, and I was able to get it off quick, and I was able to make it in big moments, like I said. I was able to make it well defended. I think he started to see that it also stretched the defense out. They had to play me further out the floor, up the floor. And it just gave us more room to operate, you know, and to run our offense, and our team benefit from it.
How do you practice the kind of off balance or somebody in your face you know, anybody can stand and shoot and probably make a few of them, but to do something that it's going to be a real game-like situation, how do you practice that?
I think it's I do this thing called foundation shooting, and it starts, you know, from mid-range where I'm, you know, shooting without jumping. You know, I'll start off without jumping, then I'll start from a dipped position, and then, you know, my trainer will be like, go, you know, and I'll just have to shoot from, like, the dipped position with no wasted motion, no momentum. And then I'll do that with a fade, and then I'll add a bounce to it, and then pause, and then fade. And you just keep working your way out, you know, to the three-point line where you shoot without jumping, and then you shoot without momentum. And then, you know, sometimes I'll get in a dip position, and I'll get on one leg and do it. And I just keep building, you know, from mid-range further and further out. And I think it makes you a stronger shooter. And then you just become more and more confident from doing that all of the time. And then you start to do it off the bounce. And I think it's just the reps after that.
Is the three-point shot good for the NBA?
I think it is. You know, it makes it harder to defend, I guess. You know, it puts the defense at the offense's mercy. And, you know, where we are right now in the game of basketball, you want a fun game. You want an entertaining game. And I think when you got so many guys out there that can shoot the ball, you know, you gotta account for guys further out. And that opens up the drive that activates the help side of the defense, the low man on the defense, and it just creates a more entertaining game, you know, for fans to watch. But I also think on the flip side, it's changed the game a lot, you know, because it's run and gun, people firing threes, you know. You look at some of the best shooters of all time, and they were shooting three threes a game.
Yeah.
Not even four, and now you got guys shooting 12 per game and 10 per game. So I can't say that it is the best thing, but I think it makes for a more entertaining game, higher scoring, guys getting more points, more, well-rounded skill set for players. Now you got, you know, dudes like Wimby out here, step back threes and one leg threes and stuff like that. So the game is constantly evolving, and I think the three-point shot is a big part of that.
What do you make of Victor Wembanyama?
Man, I think he's special. Like, when I first started to see him, I was like, you know, the first thing you think is hype, you know? Like, I could see that he was clearly a good basketball player. But, you know, it was just so much hype around him that you're like, man, you know, he's so tall and long. And, you know, the game is so fast. How is he going to do in the NBA? And then you see, like, he got, like, a little twitch with him. Even though he's, you know, tall and lanky, he moves quick. You know, it's fluid. He's doing things you just haven't seen somebody do at that size before. You know, I think we've always been extremely impressed with Kevin Durant doing it at, you know, 6'11". Now you got to do 7'5", is doing the same thing. It's just getting crazy, man. But I think Wimby is special. And I think how competitive he is what surprised me the most. And that's what makes me think that, you know, very soon I can see him being the best player in the league.
How do you explain the Joker?
I don't think it's really too much to explain. I think it's you got guys that you look at and you say, this dude is super fast, or this dude is super athletic, or this guy can really shoot. There are certain things about guys that you know, that jump off the page. And I think with Joker, he's just a great basketball player. I've seen him be out of shape and dominate. I've seen him in shape and dominate. I've seen him score a bunch of points. I've seen him, you know, playmaking. I've seen him rebounding. He's just a great basketball player.
We're talking to Dame Lillard. I was talking to Chris Mannix, who covers the NBA, and he says that you talk boxing with him all the time.
Yeah.
What kind of boxer do you think you would have made?
I think I would have been a pretty good boxer. One second.
Like, if you fought Jake Paul.
See, I think if you with somebody like Jake Paul, because I train, you know, I'm always in the gym in the summer. I love the sport of boxing. I think with somebody like Jake Paul, I know how important experience is in boxing, you know, and I think he's got so much experience now where he's fought in these big events. He's taking boxing serious. He's in boxing gyms all the time now. Like, he's taking it serious. So I think, you know, he's taking the route of a true fighter, you know, and anybody who hasn't had that opportunity or anybody who hasn't, you know, taken it that serious, you know, as far as wanting to become a fighter, then you shouldn't be mentioned with those guys. You know, I think he's doing all the things to earn the right to be mentioned with fighters. But for me, I'm not going to go barking up a tree at somebody that's considering being a professional fighter when, you know, I do it out of love of the sport and also just to know that I can properly defend myself if it comes down to it.
Who would be the best, if I said I'm going to train this person to be a boxer, a professional boxer in the NBA, who would be your pick?
If I could pick anybody?
Anybody is going to be in the ring. You pick the guy you're going to be in the ring, and you think that he would be the best representation of an NBA player who's going to be a professional boxer.
I would take... let's see.
You should be able to... No?
I don't think... It's tough guys, but I wouldn't even look for the toughest guy.
Okay. How about Draymond? How would Draymond do in the ring?
You never know. I think Draymond has he's tough mentally. So I think Draymond could, you know, be a good fighter, but that's only part of it. You know, I'm trying to think of like the body type. You know, everybody would probably be like, you know, LeBron, but that's like a big dude. You want somebody that's kind of like wiry, light. You know, that's stronger than you would think. Tough mentally. That could get to a weight where they could be dangerous as well. Like, I think I would be a good one. I think.
Would you ever get in the ring with Tyson?
Hell no. I don't care if he was 68, I would be.
That is the correct answer. Help me understand what it was like that first month of the season with Milwaukee to where you guys are now. What was the biggest difference?
I think the first month, just trying to settle in, you know, with my life, you know, more than anything. Yeah. Just, you know, I got 3 kids. I've been in Portland for 11 years and everything was just set up around me perfectly as far as my family, to where I could just focus on basketball. And then my life that's most important to me was laid out perfectly. And then coming here, leaving my kids behind, leaving my family behind, I knew what I signed up for, but it's still a major adjustment. So that was tough. And then just being on a new team, trying to find my place within this team, not having like a summer of being with the team. It wasn't like I came here like in free agency or I got traded in the middle of the summer. It was like a couple of days before training camp. So just trying to get comfortable, just trying to find my place. You know, it was tough in that first month. And I think now we've had enough time to where it's like, okay, I see where – I could impact this team. I see where I could help this team. I see the journey. I see the difference in the journey for me here than the last couple years in Portland and what's important. And I think that's the biggest difference, is not looking at our season and myself the way that I did in the past. You know, now I know that it's a much longer journey. It's a different type of goal. And being invested in that has been like the biggest help and difference for me so far, like this at this point in the season.
I got Doc Rivers here, and Doc wanted to say something to you. Hey, Doc.
How you doing, Dame? I tell these guys, you got to give me 48. Give me 48. Sometimes it takes more than 48 if we go to overtime. He can take whatever shot he wants. Yeah, I let him shoot green light from the parking lot. He can shoot wherever he wants. But you got to give me 48 if we're going to get where we're going.
Thank you, Doc. How would you rate that?
He started off strong, man. It did. It tailed off.
Okay.
After about 10 seconds, man. It's tough to sustain that voice.
Yeah, that's a coach's voice there. And you probably hear it way too much, far more than you want to. But
it's actually not as bad as people like make it out to be in person. Like, I haven't even in person, like, obviously you notice his voice, but it's not that bad.
Yes, Doc.
It's bad. It's bad. I should probably see somebody. I think I got like nodules on my throat.
Hey, Dame, thanks for joining us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it, man. It's always good to be on.
That's Dame Lillard, Bucks point guard and 3-point shooting contest winner.
I think Dame is my favorite guest we have on.
Really?
Yes, I do. I love that dude.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. From one shooter to another. I mean, that's why we connect there. Let me take a break. We're a little late here. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. 2, 3, 4. Stat of the day, always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Get to phone calls coming up this Meet Friday, and then after the show, we head to Minneapolis and take part in the St. Paul's, St. Patty's Day, I believe. So it's not Minneapolis, it's St. Paul. I think that's the crazier one from what I'm told. And Seton will be there, Paulie will be there. And I'm looking at the festivities there from a previous parade.
It looks like a real good time.
It looks like something.
Yeah.
It looks like something.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm trying to figure out what the Vikings are doing. They made a trade earlier today. And now they have two first-round picks, 11 and 23. They need a quarterback. What can 11 and 23 get you? Can that get you top seven? Top five, maybe? You're going to lose out on Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, more than likely. How much do you love Drake May? Is he worth going up and get? Where is he going to fall to? J.J. McCarthy. I hear both of those names. I hear J.J. McCarthy with Denver. It feels like any mock draft, it's Denver's taking J.J. McCarthy. I just don't think he's going to be there. And Denver's got, what, 13th pick? Yes, Tom?
Something like that.
Thank you.
You'd think I'm a Bronco fan. I would know that.
Yeah, Paul.
There's a lot of scuttlebutt by the NFL analysts right now about the Patriots in the three spot. If they don't get one of the top two people who they love, they would trade back with the Vikings, get the two first-round draft picks, and go elsewhere. But
okay.
That would leave them somewhat quarterbackless, I would think, the Patriots, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. But they were somewhat quarterbackless the past couple of years. Yeah, see what I did?
LOL.
Yeah, see what I did? Yes, Tom?
I see Denver listed at 12.
Okay, 12.
You were right there.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. But yeah, the Vikings, if you move up to three, then you can have Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. You can have... So it feels like it's Caleb and Jaden Daniels, and then there's separation. And then, as my source said to me, having gone to the Combine and been out there, witnessed Drake May in an interview process, that he handled himself really well. And my source said, you know, it kind of feels like a smear campaign a little bit to bring him down a little bit. And that might happen so another team can get him that may not have had a thought about getting him. And this happens. You know, somebody's going to put out something. How does this benefit us? How do we get that guy? It happens. Yes, Paulie.
Also, some of the NFL analysts are saying that if you want the third quarterback overall or the fourth quarterback overall, you got to get past the New York Giants in the sixth spot.
Mm, yeah.
That's their, you know.
But are the Giants going to move up, keep Daniel Jones for one more year, and then the total rebuild? Although you just spent $30 million a year on Brian Burns, a defensive lineman. That's the one I found interesting or a little puzzling. When are you going to be good enough where you can really take advantage of Brian Burns coming to your team from Carolina? Yes, Paul.
Daniel Jones of the New York Giants will make $41 million this year.
Probably not the following year.
Wow. Yeah, they have an out. It's not the prettiest one of all time, but they can get out after this year.
Yeah. Yeah, Giants feel like it's weird. When I first heard this, this has been 2 weeks ago when I had a source say, hey, the Giants are really interested in taking a quarterback at six. And I go, okay, that's interesting. You're ready to move on from Daniel Jones, and Jones coming off an injury and no Saquon Barkley. I wonder when Saquon Barkley goes, oh, that's what it's like to have a hole open in front of me. Oh, that's what it's like where I don't have eight guys in the box waiting for me here. Oh, that's what it's like to play in January. Okay. He's got to be thrilled.
It's great. He could have like a breakout year.
Yeah, like 6 years into his career.
Yeah, however many years in. Yeah.
Mike in Iowa. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I wanted to bring us back to the hate. First of all, the team that everybody hates, the Houston Astros, everybody's got to hate them for the rest of your life. But number two is a team that gets less hate than they should, and I think it's the Chicago Blackhawks with what they did to Brad Aldridge and letting that coach stay on the team through the Stanley Cup Finals and putting his name on the cup.
Yeah, but nobody is talking about the Chicago Blackhawks. They're not. Yeah, you know, they're not a dynasty. You know, did they have some bad moments there, some embarrassing moments there? Yeah, but that's, I don't think people go, hey, and we're hating teams for, you know, because they're great, not because they did something nefariously. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, and you're hating the Astros, just the players that were on that Astros team. When all those players are gone, when Altuve and all those guys are gone in 20 years, no one's going to be like, oh, I hate the Astros like I hate the Yankees or the Red Sox or whoever.
Well, you have how many players are still in the Astros who were part of the cheating scandal? Altuve is the one player. He's really the only one. And even pitchers who knew it was going on, but, you know, they're, you know, usually not questioned about it. I mean, does anybody hate Justin Verlander? Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, and the teams we're talking about that, you know, everyone hates, they span generations. It's my grandfather hated this team, and I hate this team, yeah. And my kids hate this team. That's different than Altuve and Bregman hating the Astros, hating that.
Yeah, I think it's just Altuve that would be the guy. And then once he's gone in 5 years, are people going to still hate the Astros? I mean, they might, but it feels like we would move on from that. Yeah, Paul.
That said, the Astros had a heck of a 5-year window of dislikability.
Yes, I mean, they did.
They were very cool. Like Altuve was, mm-hmm. People loved Altuve.
Yes.
Bregman and Correa, they were a pesky bunch.
Yeah, and Altuve, as long as he continues to play at a high level, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. The hate will probably come back when he goes into the Hall of Fame. But I mean, the Astros, their window was a pretty good window. Where everybody had an opinion about the Astros, and it usually wasn't a good opinion. Astros apologist Todd Fritz.
You think anybody will bang a garbage can when they introduce them there to a Cooperstown? How might that go?
Sure.
It'll probably be respectful, I would think, for the most part.
I don't know.
Someone's going to go there just to bang a trash can as they bring them up on the set?
I wouldn't put that past somebody. I don't know how you bring in a garbage can. I mean, that's the problem. Hey, where are you going with that? Just cleaning up around the park, sir.
Yeah, security might say, wait a second.
Come on, I see what you're doing. Yes, Paul.
I got some bonus coverage from you from the NFL analysts on the Vikings situation. Mm-hmm. So the Vikings, people are speculating they may trade up for the third pick in the draft. Josh McCown is the new Vikings quarterback coach. Josh McCown was Drake May's high school football coach. He assisted the team, so he coached Drake May in high school.
That would be awkward if they passed on the opportunity to tell you, hey, we're moving up. So you're going to take Drake May. No, J.J. McCarthy. That would be really awkward. Yes, Marv.
That's like when Norm Chow was the offensive coordinator of the Titans.
Yeah.
And they picked Vince Young instead of Matt Leinart. I was like, ooh, that's awkward.
Yes. Yes. That was. And you know what?
kind of delicious. Yeah. Like, that's great.
And Vince did go to a couple of Pro Bowls.
That's funny.
Maybe like the fourth or fifth alternate. Yeah. That's one of those where you watched in college and you go, okay, he's going to be really good, you know, run, pass option there. You know, Leinart was just going to be that pocket quarterback, and he stayed a year too long. And the fact that, you know, Sam Darnold's only 26, feels like he's 30. Like, man, Sam Darnold's been around. Well, it's because he had to stay 3 years in college, and then that year that he came back, then people started to pick apart his delivery. But he was still, he was considered the safe pick in the draft, right? But here he is, 26. How many teams has he been on? Is this his fourth or fifth team?
Sam Darnold, I think it's four. I'm checking.
Okay. But at 26, you got your bridge quarterback, and then you bring in Drake May or J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, Sam Darnold, Jets, Carolina, San Francisco, now Minnesota.
Yeah. At age 26.
That man cave, he's just piling up frame jerseys.
Yeah, jerseys. Yeah. Yes, yeah,
it's weird because he's like so in demand, he's a failure.
Well, you have to be good enough.
Right. To keep signing.
Yes.
But he's not good enough to stick.
Yes, but he's still good enough for the possibility that is he good enough.
Yeah, failure is the wrong word to use.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
I've always thought that Sam Darnold got more chances Carolina, San Francisco, because people blame the Jets for his failures in as much as him.
Mm.
Like, well, he went to the Jets and they threw him right to the dogs.
I got odds to win the NFC North, and it's the Lions. Who do you think is second? Todd?
Green Bay.
Green Bay is correct, Todd.
Thank you.
Who's Hell third way. Between the Bears and the Vikings? Paul?
Now it's the Bears.
It is the Bears. And then the Vikings, a distant fourth. I like how people say, these analysts or insiders go, yeah, you know, Cousins going to a team that has a chance to win. Wasn't he with Minnesota? Right? How many games did Minnesota win 2 years ago?
13.
Like, you can't go, yeah, now he gets a chance to play with skill position guys.
And we really get to see what he can do.
Like, wait a minute. You got Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison played really well last year. Madison as your running back. I mean, they had talent there. You got a great coach. It's like, yeah, now he gets to play with some weapons there. Well, I'm waiting for Pitts in London to show me that they can play at a high level. We've seen that with Addison and Justin Jefferson and even Bijan Robinson, who I think is wonderful. You know, he might be a Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey kind of running back there if used correctly. So they do have talent. It's just younger talent. But Minnesota had Justin Jefferson. If you're Justin Jefferson, you're not long for Minnesota, right? Like, if I'm Justin Jefferson, I'm like, oh, I can't. Who's throwing it to me? J.J. McCarthy. Okay. And you're going to have to pay him $30 million a year. Is Minnesota going to want to do that? I don't know. Does he want to stay there? All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. Let me see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned?
Going to St. Paul this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day.
Goes for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. So we'll take a break here, and we'll get to your phone calls. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. And if you're watching on Peacock, you'll get to see the Irish feast that we have, the St. Paddy's Day feast. We'll have that for you coming up back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings. an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This is how we do it every Friday. A Meat Friday at that. In case you're wondering, the artist, it's Todd Rundgren. Here we go! Oh, I don't want
ever since I was a tiny boy.
We got our Irish feast, St. Patty's Day feast, a day or two early. It's corned beef. We got some carrots, potatoes, the Irish soda bread as well. Don't sleep on that. Usually made once a year. But our good buddy Lou came in and cooked up a nice feast for us before we head to Minneapolis to visit our friends at Keeper's HeartWhiskey.com. Seton was just showing some of the pictures from this parade.
Heck yeah,
this is a wild-looking parade.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
See, I thought it was a little smaller, you know, because we live in a small town, and when they have a parade, and it's nice, and then you have, like, you know, 22 people there lining the streets.
I don't know if the Little League teams are going by. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that it's that much of a, that small of a parade in Minneapolis.
Did you guys ever march in the parade? Like, you'd have the first day of Little League?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Were holding the banner?
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
St. Patrick's Day parades are like SEC tailgates with movement, with forward walking movement. That's all it is, drinking, eating, and then some walking.
What could go wrong? Dave in Hawaii. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. Third time, long time. Calling from Maui here early in the morning. I thought since we've adopted Todd Rundgren as the pivotal sign-off song for Friday, we should know some things about Todd. First of all, you know his top 40 hits. Hello, It's Me. We Got to Get You a Woman. And, of course, Bang on the Drum. And Can't We Still Be Friends? But I'm not sure if you and your audience knew that Liv Tyler, Todd was her stepfather until 10 years old when she saw a poster of him and said, that has to be my father. But what you may not know is his son, Rex Rundgren, was a minor league ball player for 10 years. He played on our local Nakoi Kaika team in the early, sometime in about 2002. A team that also spawned Craig Council. He was a lifetime 238, played 10 years, made it to AAA in 2008, and this was his walk-up song.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, Todd Rundgren, Liv Tyler, Steven Tyler's daughter, and Todd Rundgren raised her. Yes, Todd.
That was a deep dive.
Yes, it was.
Like a mini doc.
Yeah. Maybe a little too much there. Could have said, hey, Google Todd Rundgren, and then you'll, that might have helped. We've done the batting average and, you know, made it to Triple I. But thank you. Thank you for that, Dave. Yes, Seton.
And then it was that when she learned to ride her bike, it was actually the guy from T-Rex.
Jimmy in Indiana. Hi, Jimmy.
Good morning, DP. 6 foot, 200. We have a lot in common, especially about our love for basketball. I grew up with 6 brothers and 2 sisters. So, yes, we had our own basketball team if necessary. Mm-hmm. Water in the ketchup bottle, that was routine. Everybody does that, right?
Well, we were told that. Yeah, my mom would put water in the ketchup bottle at the very end of it, make it go around.
In Disneyland, no way. Here's my question to you, though.
All right.
You've been talking about Tony Romo. He's got the best quarterback in the league with Jim Nance handing him the ball, but he routinely fumbles it. So now Tony calls you and says, Dan, fix me. What are you going to tell him?
Well, I don't think he's constantly fumbling, and there's enough people there at CBS, including Jim Nance, who should be able to kind of get him back on track. If he did call me, I would tell him you have to rededicate yourself. And you can't just go, you know, Hey, I don't know what they're going to do. What do you think, Jim? You're the analyst. And you have to know the players you're talking about. You can't say 72 or 36. So he's got to rededicate himself. What got him to this point, he needs to go back and figure out, what was I doing those first couple of years? Well, a lot of it was he was predicting what the play was going to be. I think, you know, the further you get away from the game, it feels like the less in touch you are with the game. Like, you have to rededicate yourself even more so. You have to learn who these new players are or new coaches are. Instead of, hey, I played with that guy 2 years ago. I'm well aware of who he is or what he does. And I would just say it's dedication. It's wanting to put in the time. And you can get by with a lot of things. But, you know, you can't fool a football fan. I mean, you just can't. And I think that's part of the problem. Maybe Tony hasn't rededicated himself to, you know, wanting to be great again. Jordan in Wisconsin. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 6'2", 230. I was wondering if you would like to make a bet with me on the Bucks make it to the world, to the NBA championship.
So you're taking the Bucks to play in the NBA finals?
Yeah, or win the. I think they're going to win the NBA finals.
So you'll do a pie to the face that the Bucks win the NBA title.
Well, my offer is.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute here.
I'm the guy that sends you the spotted cow. If the Bucks don't win, I'd send you some spotted cow, and I do a pie to the face. If they do win, I get some DP swagger.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. All right, so you got the Bucks winning it all. I get Spotted Cow, which is a great beer. And if that happens, you'll take a pie to the face. And if you win, then I'll give you some DP show swag. All right.
Yeah, I'll have my wife film it.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Thank you, Jordan. Yeah, all right, that's good. I can handle that. Maybe get you some moonshine there, tailgate moonshine. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. You can get your favorite flavors there. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Couple good ones. 1869, the Cincinnati Red Stockings played their first game. They were the first professional baseball team. That said, if they played a game that day, wouldn't the other team also be tied for being the first professional baseball team? You know, since they were first? They played the Great Western Ball Club and won 44-9. And 1991.
But was that team a professional team that they played?
It makes it sound like
that. Well, no, the Reds were salaried.
Okay.
That's what made them professional.
Taking advantage
of got salary.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
1991.
Salary!
Sergei Bubka hit 20 feet on the pole vault.
Okay.
And 1912. Pitcher Cy Young retired from baseball.
Overrated.
Never won a Cy Young Award.
5'11 and 315. So he had over 800 decisions, but he never won the Cy Young. All right. Todd, what'd you learn today?
C.J. Stroud may already be worth 4 first-round picks. A bigger package needed to get him than Caleb Williams.
Seton O'Connor.
The Minneapolis St. Patrick's Day Parade is a hell of a lot bigger
than
we
come.
Thought.
Marvin.
You think Duke is just okay?
I love Duke. Paulie.
We may lose some people this weekend.
TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Easy-to-use tire decision guide, full lineup of Continental tires, special offers, free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for joining us this week. Phone calls, emails, tweets. We hope to join you on Monday as we return from Minneapolis.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.